This is round 10 in the 2021 NAQT Intercollegiate Championship Tournament Division 2. This game pits Illinois C against South Carolina.
This is round 10, packet 10, toss of 1. This number times I defines the smallest complex quadratic integer ring that does not have the unique factorization property. This irrational number is the positive difference of solutions to the equation x equals 1 plus 1 over x. This, Dillon, Illinois.
E.
Minus 5. This is the length of the hypotenuse of a right triangle whose legs measure 1 and 2. For 10 points, what number is added to 1 and then divided by 2 to give the golden ratio? Isaac, South Carolina.
Root 2.
Root 5. Oh. Okay, toss up 2. Clearing. In a commonly cited example of repetition, 6 of this poem's 16 lines begin with the word and. Unusually, the speaker of this poem is we people who in the final stanza waited for the light and went without the meat and cursed the bread. The title character of this poem was Gentleman from Soul to Crown, who went Dillon, Illinois. You're muted.
Minerva TV is what I said, but that's wrong.
Minus 5. Gentleman from Soul to Crown who went home and pulled a bullet through his head. For 10 points, name this poem by Edward Arlington Robinson. Cushy, South Carolina.
Richard Corey.
That is 10 points, your bonus. This text's prologue calls Aristotle the most clear-sighted philosopher of all. For 10 points each, name this Latin language text that considers questions such as, must human faith be completed by reason?
Probably a Summa Theologica, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right, so Summa Theologica.
Sic et non, which is the answer, is by this scholastic philosopher, the lover of Heloise.
So Abelard. Peter Abelard.
Our answer is Abelard.
Yep. A text on this subject by Abelard has a subtitle, Know Yourself. Another book with this title was published in Latin in 1677, the year its author died.
1667.
Ethics, perhaps? What?
Ethics, perhaps?
Yeah, let's go with it. That probably makes sense.
Our answer is ethics.
Yes. Last two for 20. Okay. Toss up three. A pope who took office in this decade criticized the one-crop economy in the encyclical Populorum Progressio. During this decade, the pope claimed that the man may forget the reverence due to a woman in Humanae Vitae, which forbade birth control. John the 23rd was succeeded by Paul the 6th. That is Wren.
The 1960s.
That is 10 points, your bonus. WEP and three versions of WPA are protocols for securing this type of network. For 10 points each, name this type of network governed by the IEEE 802.11 specification.
Sounds like Wi-Fi stuff, but honestly, probably not.
Network, so...
Like, LAN.
LAN, okay. Our answer is LAN.
I have to prompt.
Prompt on LAN, what then? Is it like HTTP or like,
I don't know. It's some sort of like infrastructure thing. I don't know.
Answer.
WLAN. I don't know. Our answer is WLAN.
Wireless network or Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
The modern WPA3 protocol mandates the use of the cipher, also called the Rindale. It is the only published cipher approved by the NSA for use with top secret data.
Cipher. Yeah. Eesh. Our answer is RSA.
AES. AES is this kind of cipher in which the same shared secret key is used to encrypt and decrypt messages.
So is it like public key? Okay. No, private key, right? Okay. It's the same. Yeah.
Sure.
Our answer is private key.
Symmetric key.
Okay.
So nothing there. Toss up next. Cycle 4. To determine the etiology of an improper value for this quantity, one can measure the delta ratio and the anion gap. This quantity is controlled autonomically via renal compensation and respiratory compensation. A zinc ion binds to 3 histidines in a catalytically perfect enzyme that maintains this. Justin, South Carolina.
pH.
I need more.
Blood pH.
That is 10. Your bonus. After Lu Meng has this character executed, his spirit possesses and kills Lu Meng at a banquet. For 10 points each, name this historical general who swears an oath with Zhang Fei and Liu Bei. He is still worshipped as a Taoist and a Chinese folk deity.
It's like Liu Bang or
Cao, like the dude red cloak student.
Liu Zhang, which is
what do you say? Liu Zhang?
I said Go Zhang.
Our answer is Go Zhang.
Guan Yu. Guan Yu and his sworn brothers appear in this Luo Guanzhong novel about the wars between the Wei, Wu, and Shu.
Romance of the Three Kingdoms, right?
Yeah. Our answer is the Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
The aforementioned oath is sworn in one of these specific locations.
A garden.
Okay. Sure. Is a garden.
I need more.
Peach garden.
There you go.
Right.
Last two for 20. Toss of five. Cleared. We're good. Toss of five. Eight members of this group were forced to lay a false trail by walking backward when they were taken to a cave on the Aventine Hill by a fire-breathing giant. This red-colored group lived on Erythia and was tended to by Eurytion and the two-headed dog Orthus until a hero killed Dylan, Illinois.
Like sheep?
Minus five.
Oh my god.
Clear. Until a hero killed their monstrous owner. The 10th labor of Hercules involved acquiring for 10 points what bovines that belonged to a three-bodied giant. Isaac, South Carolina.
Cattle.
I need more.
The cattle of Acrius?
Geryon.
Okay.
Toss up six. On this body of water, Eduardo Chilada's sculpture, Eulogy to the Horizon, stands in the city of Gijon. The southern part of this body of water is called the Cantabrian Sea. The Hotel du Palais is found in this bay's resort town of Biarritz. The various seaports of Aquitaine, as well as the city of Bilbao, are found on, for 10 points, what bay? Isaac, South Carolina.
This guy.
10, your bonus. These creatures supposedly taught humans how to set bones for 10 each, meaning these mythological turtle-like creatures who sometimes challenge unwary humans to bouts of sumo wrestling.
No.
What was
this? It's like a mythical turtle-like creature.
Yeah, it's in Japanese mythology.
Is it kappa?
Kappas, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just kappa.
Kappa are part of the folklore of this country, whose native deities include the sun goddess Amaterasu.
My answer is Japan.
Yeah.
Kappas belong to this class of Japanese monsters or demons, other examples of which include the Tengu and Umabozu.
Is Oni?
Is it not Yokai, maybe?
Mm. Is there Oni or Yokai?
Both of you, think.
Captain?
Our answer is Oni.
Yokai.
Sorry.
So, first two for 20. Clear? Toss of seven. A poem titled For These Places describes a droll rat with cosmopolitan sympathies. That poem, depicting the break of day in them, is by Isaac Rosenberg. The sardonic hope that smug-faced crowds will never know the hell where youth and laughter go is expressed in a poem about suicide in them by Siegfried Sassoon. For 10 points, name these Argen, Illinois.
So these are like trenches?
Yes, they are. 10 points, your bonus. The short story, Pathco at the Wall, a fictionalized account of Bobby Thompson's 1951 shot heard round the world, became the prologue of this novel. For 10 points each, first, name this lengthy 1997 postmodern novel about waste management executive Nick Shea.
It's The Octopus? I don't know. Our answer is The Octopus.
Underworld is a novel by this author of White Noise.
Our answer is Dunlop.
Between White Noise and Underworld, DeLillo published Libra and this 1991 novel about an author named Bill Gray who travels to Lebanon to try and secure the release of a kidnapped poet.
Oh, so DeLillo was the easy. No answer.
That is Mao 2.
Okay.
So middle for 10, toss up next. In one device, these species orbit between an inner spindle and an outer barrel. FTICR devices confine these species radially using a linear quadrupole. Unstable, Dylan, Illinois.
Like ions?
15.
Okay.
Your bonus. Answer the following about structural approaches to the social sciences, 10 each. Ferdinand de Saussure pioneered the structural approach to this field, whose branches include syntax and phonetics.
Linguistics.
Linguistics.
Our answer is linguistics.
This structural anthropologist wrote about how Brookalures create structures in his book that uses the blending of marriage customs between the Aranda and Arabana as an example.
Levi Strauss. I think it's Levi Strauss.
Yeah, sure.
Any input? All right. Our answer is Levi Strauss.
The structural functionalist sociologist synthesized several previous approaches in his magnum opus, The Structure of Social Action.
Is this Talcott Parsons? You guys know? All right, our answer is Talcott Parsons.
All correct, 430.
Cool.
Toss up 9. The full name of this venue included a phrase saying it was for uplifting gormandizers. This Hilly Crystal-founded venue, which banned cover acts, closed shortly after hosting a 2006 Patti Smith concert. Talking Heads' first gig was at this venue, located at 315 Bowery, as the opening act for the Ramones. Many early hardcore punk acts played at, for 10 points, what New York City club with a four-letter name? Isaac, South Carolina.
Soho?
Nope, no penalty. And that's time, or, well, try it. Dillon, Illinois?
I don't know. Glam?
No. CBGB.
All right.
All right. This toss up 10, after which we'll have a score check. This play's protagonist says that lunacy and death are two things which may be worse than chastity. Nono dies at the end of this play, whose protagonist is tied to a hammock so he can't swim to China or commit suicide. Dillon, Illinois?
The Night of the Iguana.
That is 10, your bonus. A 1967 earthwork piece by Richard Long consists of a line made by performing this title action. For 10 points each, first, name this title action performed by a man in a series of Alberta Giacometti sculptures.
Walking.
Walking.
Our answer is walking.
The Serbian performance artist behind The Artist is Present ended her relationship with Ule in a with a piece in which the pair walked along the Great Wall of China and met in the middle.
Uh-huh. Abramovich. Right? Yep. Our answer is Abramovich.
This painter of 1879's Walk with Lanterns shown a man cradling his dead son who is bleeding profusely from the head in an 1885 historical scene.
It's like Courbet.
No.
Or...
Captain?
Our answer is Courbet.
Ilya Repin. First 2 for 20.
That does make sense. Right.
And that is the half.
I compressed rows here. The score should be accurate, though. I have South Carolina A 100 and Illinois C 80.
Okay, cleared and toss up 11. The DSM's 8-part diagnostic criteria for this condition include the requirement for one or more intrusion symptoms. Narrative exposure therapy and prolonged exposure therapy are used to treat this condition. A 2017 Argent, Illinois.
Schizophrenia?
Minus 5. A 2017 study found that playing Tetris can reduce the flashbacks typical of this condition. For 10 points, name this condition first identified as shell shock that results from Justin, South Carolina.
PTSD.
That is 10, your bonus. This man gained control of the city of Kiev when his chancellor, Afanasy Ordin Nashchokin, negotiated the truce of Andrusovo. For 10 each, name this Russian czar who is father of Peter the Great.
Oh, who was Peter the
Great? That's like Alexander the First, maybe?
Captain. RSS Mikhail. RSS Mikhail.
That is Alexis the First, or Alexei the First. The Truce of Andrusovo was signed by Russia and this neighboring state, which formed two now independent countries in the 1560s Union of Lublin.
So,
Poland-Lithuania?
Okay, so, yeah,
Poland-Lithuania. Sorry, yeah. I said Poland-Lithuania. Correct. The division of Ukraine between Poland and Russia largely followed the course of this river, which was linked by a canal to the Bug a century later.
The Dawn of the Dnieper. Okay, our answer is the Dawn.
The Dnieper.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So the middle for 10. Toss of 12. While seated to camera left, this man ran with an apology from host Howard K. Smith in repeating the phrase, "Some people were pro-Nazi." For this man threatened, "You'll stay plastered," after saying, "I'll sock you in the goddamn face," while discussing a Viet Cong flag as part of ABC's series of 1968 political debates between this man and Gore Vidal. For 10 points, name is Wren, South Carolina.
Buckley.
10, your bonus. Jan Tinbergen drew on Walter Izard's work for this economic model. For 10 each, what model, named in analogy to physics, estimates that the trade between two countries is directly related to their GDPs and inversely related to the distance between them?
So maybe
something like gravitation?
Maybe say the gravitational model.
Okay.
Our answer is the gravitational model.
In human geography, a different gravity model describes the extent of this phenomenon driven by push and pull factors.
It's migration.
Yeah.
Our answer is migration.
The title character from this Friedrich Nietzsche book for All and None says his arch enemy is the spirit of gravity. So Richard Strauss based a tone poem on it.
So Zarathustra?
Yeah.
Right, because the specs are Zarathustra. Yeah.
Yeah. Our answer is Zarathustra. Our answer is Zarathustra.
I can't take that because it's the work. Thus spoke Zarathustra.
Okay.
All right, that's fine.
So 20. What's up next? Marino Sanuto chronicled the unveiling of a painting of this scene which adorns the high altar of the Church of the Ferrari and broke with tradition by using larger-than-life depictions. In that painting of this scene, the bluish sky in the lower half contrasts with the golden light in the upper half. The subject stands on a cloud in an enormous Titian painting of, for 10 points, what scene in which Mary is taken to heaven? Isaac, South Carolina.
Like the Ascension of Mary?
Yes, I can take that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 10 on the bone, onto the bonus. English literature often includes variants of the saying, "All that glitters is not gold," for 10 each. A variant is inscribed on a paper in a casket in Portia's home in this William Shakespeare comedy.
The Taming of the Shrew?
Sure.
This is maybe okay. Just go for it.
Our answer is The Taming of the Shrew.
The Merchant of Venice. Another variant closes this man's poem on the death of a favorite cat drowned in a tub of goldfishes. He also wrote Ode on a Distant Prospect of Eton College.
Thomas Gray. Our answer is Gray.
A third variant appears in this long John Dryden poem whose title animals represent the Catholic Church and the Church of England.
It's not the Hedgehog and the Fox.
Captain.
Oh gosh, what is this? Our answer is the Hedgehog and the Fox.
The Hind and the Panther.
That's right.
So you get the middle for 10. Toss up next. A man in this film repeats, "No one can serve his parents beyond the grave." At the end of this film, a man urges his widowed daughter-in-law to remarry before giving her his late wife's watch. In this film, Kyoko asks, "Isn't life disappointing?" And Noriko, played by Dylan, Illinois.
Oh, geez. Late Spring.
Minus 5. Noriko, played by Setsuko Hara, responds, "Yes, it is." For 10 points, name this Yasujiro Ozu film in which an old couple revisit their children in Japan's capital. Isaac, South Carolina.
Is this like Tokyo Days?
Tokyo Story.
Oh. Okay.
Or Tokyo Monogatari. Sub 15. In A.S. Byatt's Possession, Maud claims we live in the truth of what this man discovered. This man drew on Ernst Jentsch's ideas about an unhomelike reaction to seeing close resemblances or doubles. This author of The Uncanny inspired an annual seminars on literature by Jacques Lacan, who extended a discipline founded by this thinker. For 10 points, what thinker used Hamlet to exemplify the Oedipus complex? Isaac, South Carolina.
Right.
10 bonus. From March to November, this mountain time zone state essentially lies in the Pacific time zone. For 10 points each, name the state that has not observed daylight savings time since 1968.
It's Arizona, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah.
Our answer is Arizona.
Daylight savings time is observed in northeast Arizona on the land of this Native American people, which is the U.S.'s largest reservation.
Nope. has Coos, Apache, Comanche,
Navajo.
Navajo. Our answer is the Navajo.
And the Navajo Nation completely surrounds the lands of this Puebloan tribe that, like Arizona at large, ignores daylight savings time.
Pueblo tribe.
Nez Perce. I don't know where you want to go with.
What do you think?
Our answer is Nez Perce.
Those are the Hopi.
Oh, yeah.
So the first two for 20.
Could we get a score check?
I show South Carolina A with 200 and Illinois C with 70.
Both teams ready for toss of 16. Toss up 16. A speech announcing this event included the phrase, "The light has gone out of our lives." Veer Savarkar, Carthick, Illinois.
Assassination of Mahatma Gandhi.
That's 15.
Yep.
Your bonus. This man was often worked with a rotating ensemble called the Jazz Workshop. For 10 points each, name his bassist. In 1963, he revised Goodbye Pork Pie Hat on an album whose title is his surname repeated 5 times.
Mingus.
Our answer is Mingus.
A baritone sax solo by Ronnie Cuber opens a Mingus song with this title. Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers released a 1959 album with this one-word title.
Yeah, Mona. Her answer is Mona.
Mingus's collaborator Jimmy Nepper played this instrument. In a standard big band setup, players of this brass instrument stand between the saxophones and the trumpets.
Trombones? Yeah,
that's the only brass instrument. Are there any others? There aren't, right?
I don't think so.
All right, our answer is trombones.
That is 30.
Cool. Good job.
Toss up 17. A composer with this surname used a cello for a biblical king's voice in Shlomo, a sphere representing a qubit's possible states, and a theorem given the energy eigenstates of a crystal are known by this surname of Felix. This is the first part of a hyphenated surname of a woman that is Dillon, Illinois.
Look.
That is 10, your bonus. At the end of a novel, this woman loses an eye to smallpox for 10 points each. Name this marquise who seeks to ruin Cecily de Volanges and a novel in which she is the ex-lover of the Vicomte de Valmont.
No
idea.
Edmund, her answer is Edmondon.
The Marquis de Marquis de Mertuis is one of the manipulative main characters of this novel by Pierre Chodorlos de Laclos.
I don't know. This seems like a D1 bonus.
No way.
No answer.
Dangerous Liaisons. Laclos was a contemporary of this other controversial author of the dramatic dialogue, Philosophy in the Bedroom, who was imprisoned for life by Napoleon Bonaparte for writing the novel Justine.
Wait. Isn't that a Dessart? No, it's probably not.
I don't know. Voltaire, I don't know if he's seen any names.
Captain?
Our answer is Marquis de Sade.
That is 10.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Toss of 18. These substances undergo a set of processes denoted by the acronym ADMET. Quantitative structure activity relationships are often utilized in rational methods of designing these substances, which are metabolized by CYP enzymes in the liver. The bioavailability of these xenobiotic substances can be increased through intravenous administration. For 10 points, name these substances studied in pharmacology. Dillon, Illinois.
Drugs.
10. Drugs or medications or medicines or pharmaceuticals or, for 10 points each, answer the following about astronomer Fred Whipple. Whipple designed a shield to protect high-altitude planes from being hit with these rocky or metallic chunks in outer space, which can be up to a meter across. They heat up and form a shooting star if they enter the atmosphere.
Is
meteor or meteorites? Shoot. I think it's meteorites.
Meteors if they're in the atmosphere, right? Meteorites if they hit the ground.
Asteroids. Okay.
Sure.
What do we want to go with? Meteors?
Yeah.
Sasha?
Yeah.
Her answer is meteors?
Meteoroids. Can't accept or prompt on the others.
Wait, did you say meteoroids?
Meteoroid.
Okay. Never mind then.
Whipple helped derive the orbit of this dwarf planet after it was discovered by Clyde Tombaugh in 1930.
Pluto.
Right? Her answer is Pluto.
Whipple proposed this model, which holds that the nuclei of certain astronomical bodies are composed of frozen gases and rock.
What?
Ice giant model?
Her answer is the ice giant model.
Dirty snowball or dirty iceberg
model.
Oh, that thing. Can I get a score check after this?
Middle or 10?
I currently show South Carolina A with 200 and Illinois C with 155 with 2 toss-ups left to go.
Thank you.
All right. Toss of 19. Under this royal house, a death penalty for host desecration was passed over the objections of the Doctrinaires party. The unobtainable chamber strongly supported a monarch from this dynasty who dispatched the 100,000 sons of St. Louis to Spain. The July Revolution against Charles X in 18... Argen, Illinois.
Bourbon.
10, your bonus.
Good job. Nice.
Answer the following about architect Louis Kahn. For this art museum in Fort Worth, Kahn designed a series of vaults that let in natural light.
Maybe like the Rothko, which now it's in Houston. Fort Worth Museum. Her answer is Texan History Museum.
That's the Kimball Art Museum. Okay. Kahn's workshop was based in this city, the location of Richard's laboratories. William Strickland restored the steeple of its Independence Hall.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Her answer is Philadelphia.
For a decade, Kahn taught at this Ivy League university where Maya Lin studied.
Oh,
Yale, right?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
her answer is Yale.
For, last two for 20.
Cool. Congrats.
Toss up 20. This composer quoted his own setting of the text, Bear Your Heads, from his Opus 88, 10 poems, in a G minor symphony whose last movement is entitled Tocsin. This composer parodied a theme from Franz Lehár's operetta, The Merry Widow, Dillon, Illinois.
Shostakovich.
That is 10, your bonus. Cool. Two of the largest companies that run these institutions are Zovio and Adtalem. For 10 points each, a 2014 gainful employment rule regarding what kind of institution was revoked by the Trump administration in 2018.
Sorry, what's it asking for?
The employment? Zovio and Adtalem are. Gainful employment.
Ride sharing.
Our answer is ride sharing.
For profit colleges. The Secretary of Education for most of Donald Trump's presidency loosened regulations on for profit colleges.
This is DeVos. Right?
DeVos.
Your answer is DeVos.
Either way, this for-profit online college, which is the largest recipient of federal tuition benefits for veterans from the GI Bill, was acquired by a private equity firm in 2017.
Phoenix?
Yeah, is that the thing in Phoenix?
Yeah, I think it's the University of Phoenix, right?
Our answer is University of Phoenix.
That is correct.
With 20 on the last bonus, I have a final score of South Carolina A 200 and Illinois C with 215.
Right. Great game, guys.